Welcome to the A1C Pod, the podcast where we talk diabetes. In this podcast, we'll talk the highs, the lows, and everything in between. Welcome back to the A1C Pod. It is a pleasure to have you all with me today. And I just want to say thank you for following on social media. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at the A1C Pod. I also want to say thank you to everyone who has supported on Patreon. I really appreciate the support. It goes a long way in helping me operate this podcast. So, last week, we talked about hemoglobin A1C. We gave a little bit of an explanation about what it is, and then we talked about some of the stigmas that people with diabetes face in relation to their hemoglobin A1C. And today, we are going to talk about something really interesting and exciting, and something that I have gotten to experience myself. So for this past week, I have been participating in a research study on a fully closed-loop insulin delivery system. And you may hear some voices in the background or some knocking. I'm actually recording from the hotel room right now, and I'm on the last day of this study, and it has been a great experience. And just to start, I want to say thank you to all of the nurses, techs, doctors, and everyone that has been involved with this project. It has been a pleasure, and I have had a great experience. And I would highly recommend others to see if you can join something like this and participate and be part of the process for making people's lives better who are living with type 1 diabetes. So this study has been designed and put on by the University of Virginia and an excellent team of people, and they are collaborating with the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases. So what is the purpose of this study? So they are testing a meal anticipation module on a closed-loop algorithm to determine how effective it is and how safe it is. So what this means is, essentially, on this fully closed-loop system with meal anticipation, you would actually not have to manually bolus. So what most of us are currently familiar with is a hybrid closed loop system. So this is a system like Control IQ on the Tandem T-Slim that automatically adjusts your basal rates, but you still have to input your boluses for your meals. However, on a fully closed loop system, you do not even have to do those meal boluses. The algorithm that is used actually monitors your glucose via a CGM, or continuous glucose monitor, every 5 minutes to determine how much insulin to give you. So it looks at how quickly your sugar is rising and different trends that it sees, and then it determines how much insulin to give you so that you don't ever actually have to manually bolus. And in addition to the fully closed loop system, they are testing this fully closed loop plus system, which they refer to as FCL plus. And this is the system or module that has the meal anticipation built in. So you don't have to put in your carbohydrate amount, but it knows when you're going to eat, and then it starts giving you small amounts of insulin ahead of time to kind of prime your body and have it ready for that additional bolus that it's going to give whenever it sees your sugar rising when you eat a meal. And another thing that's interesting is that this algorithm is actually not built into the pump at all. It's built into a phone application called Dias. And I believe that this is the application that is used that has this algorithm built in, which then speaks to your pump and tells your pump what to do. So Dias is speaking with your CGM, they're communicating, and then Dias is also speaking with your pump so that it can send commands on how much insulin to give you, whether it be basal or bolus. And just to put this simply, it has been an awesome experience. Not having to even touch the bolus function on my pump was simply incredible, honestly. Not having to worry about thinking about how many carbs I'm putting in or how much to bolus or corrections or anything like that is really relieving in a sense. It's one less thing to worry about in your life when you're dealing with type 1 diabetes and all of the different ways that it affects you. And this is not to say that it's a perfect system. You're still going to experience highs and lows. You know, this is a work in progress and something that is still being developed and still being tweaked. It has a lot of safety measures built in to try and prevent you from experiencing any lows, but it also is trying to anticipate those highs that you're going to have and prevent them from happening whenever you consume a meal. So for them to assess the efficacy and safety of these systems, each individual participating in the study has to eat the exact same meals at the exact same times each day. That includes breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And so this is meant to reduce any additional variables that we may experience on a day-to-day basis. And we also had a scheduled walk each day that was at the same time and meant to be the same length so that we could see how exercise or movement also takes an effect on the system. And one thing that I did experience with this fully closed loop and fully closed loop plus system was that if I did have a high, it was extremely short in duration. The system had already anticipated that high, and so it had preemptively bolused and corrected that high. So when I did experience it, it was very short-lived, and it was corrected very quickly so that my time above range, or the time above, let's say 70 to 180 milligrams per deciliter, was extremely short throughout this entire study, which was awesome for me because I absolutely hate seeing high blood sugar on my CGM or pump. And another thing that I will say is that although I did experience some lows, even on the hybrid loop system, which I use on a daily basis with Control IQ, the lows were not anything extreme and were often treated with just 8 grams of sugar, and then I was back into a normal range. So this tells me that the system is doing a good job of kind of estimating really how much of a bolus it needs to give you when it sees your sugar rising in order to eliminate, you know, that roller coaster effect that we often see where we go up and then we bolus and then we come flying back down and then we have to treat our low and then we go flying back up, and it's just continuation of this roller coaster up and down. But I didn't really experience that with either of these fully closed loop systems, which leads me to believe that the system is doing a good job of its estimations with insulin delivery. And while I'm not a doctor or someone even developing this algorithm, from a personal standpoint and personal experience as a person with type 1 diabetes, I can see how this technology could go a long way in helping people with type 1 diabetes to live freer lives from their systems that they're constantly attached to. It serves as a way to better treat our diabetes and our influxes and changes in blood sugar, but it also serves as a sort of mental health relief, honestly. And for those of you listening who are wearing an insulin pump right now, just think about going 24 hours without having to touch your pump and experiencing a majority time and range with your blood sugars. It's an awesome thing to think about, but it's an even more awesome thing to experience. And I hope that one day, hopefully soon, this technology is able to be tweaked and made to be to where it can be FDA approved and released to the public, to everyone who is already operating on insulin pumps so that they can experience it as well. And I know that that is also one of the goals of this research team and the people participating in this study as well. And I believe that this is phase 2 of 3 for this research study. So I'm really excited to see the results and find out how much success they have had with this system. From what I've heard from the team, they've had some really good results. And each time they've done this, they've been able to make adjustments and make the system a little better each time. If you are interested in this research study and want to learn a little more about it, you can go to med.virginia.edu and navigate to the Center for Diabetes Technology. You can also go to clinicaltrials.gov. You can use the study name, which is Diabetes Closed Loop Project 6 or DCLP6. And of course, if you have other questions regarding the study or my experience in it, you can reach out to me and message me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at the A1C Pod. And I would be glad to answer your questions or tell you about my experience further. Well, that is all I have for you today. Again, I want to thank the team at UVA for putting on this research study and all of the awesome support that they have given me and the other participants throughout, and just for providing such a positive environment and experience throughout this week. I'm really hopeful for this technology, and I really look forward to the future of technology in type 1 diabetes research and in treatment. I think that we still have a lot of progress to make, and I think that this study is a huge step in the right direction for helping people manage their type 1 diabetes. I would also like to take a moment to express my support and put my heart out to the people of Ukraine. What is happening in the world right now is astounding and heartbreaking. And I just wanted to express that people living with diabetes in Ukraine are kind of fighting a two-front battle right now. They have military strikes incoming and danger in that way, but they have also been cut off to many essential medical supplies, and there are reports coming out that people have lost their supplies of insulin to certain areas of Ukraine, and it is extremely heartbreaking. I highly recommend supporting the International Diabetes Federation. You can direct your donations to them to the Ukraine crisis. And then you can also support Doctors Without Borders. Both of these organizations are doing what they can to make sure that the people in Ukraine not only have access to insulin at this time, but that they have access to other critical medical supplies and medications as well. And I will put links to both of those organizations in the show notes. So if you just look at the description on whatever podcast platform you are using, you should find links to both of these organizations that you can use to help those in need. Once again, Thank you. Insulin should be affordable and available to all people with diabetes, not just those with insurance and who can afford it. There should be means for everyone to have access, no matter their income level or insurance status. Take care. Follow us on social media. Reach out. Let me know what you think. I appreciate all of the support. I'll see you next week.